When the people of Israel were driven out of Egypt, they left armed for battle under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. God did not take them by the shorter road through Philistine country in case they changed their minds and returned to Egypt if they had to face war. So he took them the longer way by the desert road towards the Red Sea. About 2 million people with large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds, were on the move. They marched in their divisions in good order. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. The Lord himself led them by day in a pillar of cloud and by night in a pillar of fire. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. So the Israelites knew that God himself was accompanying them on their way. They could see the pillar of cloud going ahead of them by day, and at night the cloud became a column of fire to give them light. When the pillar advanced, the people went forward. When the pillar came to a standstill, the people pitched camp. So the Israelites were able to travel by day or night. God told Moses to lead the people to the Red Sea, or Sea of Reeds as the Hebrews called it, and to pitch camp on the seashore. He warned Moses that Pharaoh would pursue them with all his army. "But," said the Lord, "I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So the Israelites went and camped by the sea as the Lord had commanded. In the meantime, Pharaoh and his officials had changed their minds about the Israelites. "What have we done?" they said. "We have let the people go and lost their services." So the king decided to bring them back. He had his chariot made ready and ordered his entire army to march out. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, and their commanding officers, all the horsemen and troops, and went in pursuit of the Israelites. He overtook them as they encamped by the sea. The Israelites had not gone very far, as they had to travel slowly because of the flocks and herds. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and saw the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. In great distress, they went to Moses and said, "What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Why did you lead us here to die in the desert? Wasn't there enough room for us to be buried in Egypt? Didn't we say to you, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses spoke to reassure the people. "Do not be afraid," he said. "Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, so just stay calm." God commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel to strike camp and make ready to leave. "Why are you crying out to me?" said the Lord. "Tell the Israelites to move on. Stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the people can go through the sea on dry ground. Then I will gain glory through Pharaoh and his army. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I overcome Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." The Israelites struck camp and prepared to leave, but they did not know which way to go. Before them lay the Red Sea. Behind them the Egyptian army barred the way, and on either side stretched the desert, where they would die of hunger and thirst. But God was there to save them. The angel of the Lord, who had been traveling in front of the people of Israel in the pillar of cloud, withdrew and went behind them. So the pillar of cloud came between the armies of Egypt and the Israelites. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the Egyptians so that they could not move, and light to the Israelites while they made ready to leave. So neither went near the other all night long. Next episode, the crossing of the Red Sea.